Hi, it's Beth here. Over 65, still talking, and I started this thing so we could get to the perils and the wonders of aging. My pet peril is the way we're treated in restaurants. I don't like sitting next to the kitchen and the bathroom, or the kitchen or the bathroom. I don't like it, especially if the restaurant's empty. So this is episode 204. March 21st, 2020, 2021. It's unbelievable. The thing is, I just am starting to get out. I've had my first shot, so I feel like I can go to outdoor restaurants. And the three restaurants I wanted to go to are out of business. You know, I'm not driving around. Some of them aren't close by. And they were very, very good to older people. They just saw a customer when they saw me. If I was standing in line and the next table was in the window, the open table in the window, I'm the next customer, they would give it to me. The restaurants that would put me by the kitchen and the bathroom are still in business. So I feel like I've let them down. So my personal experience, which has me so wound up, is I went to this place called Josephine House. Kind of trendy. I mean, you know, not downtown or anything. And it wasn't empty. There were tables and they were filled with young women. I guess I didn't get the memo. I thought, you know, I have no idea what's going on. But there I was for the first time out in 10 months. Gonna sit outside the whole time, right? They make us stand there. All these young women, and Austin is changing and it's getting trendy and younger. And there is that too. But they looked at us with disgust. And we stood there. A third of the tables were full. We stood there for 10 minutes. Till I guess they wrangled some waitress into taking us. We were like, it was like the walk of shame. We walk right through all these pretty tables with flowers and candles everywhere to a table in the back next to the garage. We were the only ones there. The waitress kept forgetting we were there. I was like, I don't need this. So the next time we go out, we go to this place called Buenos Aires and we get treated great. The restaurant is empty. And I'm afraid they're not going to make it like the three restaurants I loved that didn't make it through the pandemic. The best one was called Toulouse. And the owner had his mother being the maitre d'. She was our age. Treated us like gold. Gave us the very best table that was available. Which is all I ask. I mean, you know, like just the next table, that's good. Like I'm a normal person. And that restaurant is gone. So what I was thinking is, and I would need your help. I'm bad at asking for help. I want to find out the names of restaurants that treat us like equals. I mean, honestly, ageism is the only prejudice we can all get around. We can all join. It happens to everybody. It doesn't matter where you're from, what your color is, what your religion is, whatever, you're going to be treated like dirt when you get older in a lot of restaurants. And I mean, I don't get it. They have one criticism of us, and I will give them this. This is for the lunch crowd, and this is mostly females, and I'm one of them, and I'm an offender, to be honest, where you get to a restaurant and you're with your friend and everybody's husband is still home and you don't have a job, you don't have kids to pick up, so you might stay there for 3 hours because you're catching up. You are taking that waiter's table and he's going to be one third less money because you haven't left. He wants to recycle his table. It's his table. So if you tell him, if you know you're going to be there for 2 hours, tell him you're going to double the tip. If you're going to be there for 3 hours, triple the tip. It's just lunch, but it's money that he needs to live because he doesn't make much on a salary. So I get that one. And then if you stay a long time, ask the guy, the waiter, if you can cash out so he can go home and he doesn't have to wait for you. And the other thing is, if you want to stay a little bit longer, you can't ask for more water. You have to load up on everything you think you need for another hour. And if the waitstaff comes out to eat dinner, Don't listen to their conversation. Just stay in your head and your conversation and support the restaurant. Keep coming back. They'll appreciate you and you'll appreciate them. But that is offensive if you don't do it right. I get it. But that's the only thing I can find that's wrong with us. I mean, dinner-wise, we arrive early, we leave early. And very often people bring their grandchildren and their children. 12 people at a table. I'm not in that group yet, but I hope to be someday. We're nice. We're normal. I'm not saying we're better than anybody else. I'm just saying give us an even shake. So what I want to do is I have an email, beth@webster3.com. I just want you to email me with the name of a restaurant that has treated you well. Not better than anybody else. I mean, we don't want to be walked across the street by Boy Scouts. We don't want an extra anything. We just want a fair shake. And I'll never use your name, never, 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 ever, ever. I'm just going to create a website for this. It's going to be called, I've Got Reservations, But I'm Willing to Give You a Chance. But just start me up at beth@webster3.com. Yesterday I was looking and this podcast went to Australia, Canada, Russia, Brazil, and France. So I want to do it all over the world. And it'll just be a site you can go to, and the city will be there, and the name of the restaurant will be there. And if you want to give a little story about your experience, that's fine. If you don't, just tell me the name of the restaurant. And I just want to hear good restaurants. And I don't want to hear about coupons. I want to hear if the restaurant was good to you. And it could be a big chain, and it could be a manager in this one city that's being wonderful, or this one section. I will be specific, and I'll be open. And you know, I'm really kind of tired of CoverGirl putting a woman over 50 on the cover for 5 minutes. We're all supposed to scream and yell and go, yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Nothing's really changing. Nothing ever does. We're 1/3 of the population and you can't find us anywhere. They don't create clothes for us. Nothing is created for us. So the thing is, we have to put our money where our mouth is. That's the only way we're going to get heard. And that's really the best way. I don't want them guessing what we want. I want us telling them what we want. And if you know of a great dress shop or a company that employs older people, that treats us well and we feel comfortable going into it, add that. I'm all for anything that is treating us with a fair shake. So this is my thing. And I really, really do feel bad about the restaurants that went under. And I think we can stop it from happening. I think we can all just help people that help us. Help people that are just kind to us. That's what, it's positive, it's not negative. I'm not ever going to put up a bad review. I don't want anything to do with that. I just want to say nice things. No complaints, no compliance, just compensation for good work. That's our motto. I'm not in the mood to hurt anybody, but I'm in the mood to help people. So help me do this. And I'm going to try. I've done it before. I'm going to try to get it into magazines and papers. I did it for a play I did called The King of Texas. I know how to do it. I know how to do a press release. I'm going to get this thing going, but I need support. I need you to help me feel like I'm going to make it. I really want to do this. It's like the one thing I want to do in my life. I just want to support people that are supporting us. Good-hearted people. And I am sick about these three restaurants that went under. And I want to stop it from happening. We can support them. They weren't expensive restaurants. Nothing like that. You didn't have to dress up. Nothing like that. So it's beth@webster3.com. beth@webster3.com. Just tell me the name of the restaurant. That's all you have to do. 2 seconds of your life. Just tell me. Let me help them. Let me help them get going. And I will build this thing up. And we will be a voice to be reckoned with in a lovely manner. Nothing bitchy. Nothing mean. I can't do it. It makes me sick to my stomach. Just positive reinforcement. That's all I want to be about. So help me help them. And let's just make this place a little bit easier on us, okay? So I'll be back. And remember, You're probably thinking of a restaurant right now that you would like it to get some good press, and we will value what you say. We will go there. So you got a good restaurant, somebody you like, just tell me the name of it and I will put it on this website and I'll get it going. So Beth@webster3.com. Thanks, and I will be back. Bye-bye.